And a close contest in Oklahoma, we should mention briefly, with Wesley Clark, John Kerry, and John Edwards all in contention. Of the four states where polls have closed so far tonight, that is the only really close contest. We're waiting for a speech from Howard Dean, who is taking the stage in Washington State, and we're going to go to his speech now.
It's about changing America. It's about taking back the White House so we can have health insurance. So we can have.
And that is not a speech by Howard Dean. In fact, that is an ad, so we are going to break away.
We should explain that Washington State comes up in the next round. That's the point of Howard Dean being out in Seattle. That's
their caucuses are Saturday, along with Michigan caucuses.
And Michigan and Washington State will actually be states where the Democrats will stand a far greater chance of winning in November than in most of the states we're talking about tonight.
Right, most of the states tonight did go in the Bush column in the 2000 election. We're joined here in the studio by Andy Cohut, who's been looking at exit polls through the day. And let's talk a little bit about what we saw from the South Carolina primary voters, Andy. How representative are these voters of the general Democratic voting population?
Well, they're not so representative. South Carolina, compared to Iowa, New Hampshire, and Arizona, are much more financially pressed. There's a much larger African-American population than in other places. And there's also a Dixie factor. I mean, it was really pretty interesting. 11% of the people questioned in South Carolina said that understanding South Carolina was a factor in their choice. And 81% of those people, virtually all of them, voted for Edwards. Now, that may say some things about how well he's going to do in Virginia and Tennessee next week, but that's certainly a regional element.
Sounds like them as well. Andy Cohut, thanks very much.